to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the music of an African-American jazz composer whose works were recorded by John Coltrane, Freddie Hubbard, Lee Morgan, Jackie McLean, and Archie Shepp. It's Soulful Days, the Cal Massey Songbook, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. Pianist Shirley Scott recorded two albums for prestigious Moodsville series, which was a sort of hip late-night jazz for lovers imprint in the late 1950s and early 1960s. Here she is in a trio with George Tucker on bass and Arthur Edgehill on drums, performing Cal Massey's I Thought I'd Let You Know on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Pianist Shirley Scott performing Cal Massey's composition I Thought I'd Let You Know from the 1958 Prestige Moodsville album, the Shirley Scott Trio with George Tucker on bass and Arthur Edgehill on drums. I Thought I'd Let You Know, a piece that would be recorded a decade later by pianist McCoy Tyner as well for his Blue Note album, Expansions. We're playing the music of African-American composer and trumpeter Cal Massey on this edition of Nightlights. Massey was and is little known, but his compositions were recorded by some of the greatest names in modern jazz history: John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, Lee Morgan, Freddie Hubbard, McCoy Tyner, and Jackie McLean. He was born in Philadelphia in the late 1920s and grew up in Pittsburgh, sometimes in impoverished circumstances, singing and tap dancing for money. He also had a significant encounter at age 14 with the legendary trumpeter Freddie Webster that helped shape his path into the jazz life. In his late teens, Massey went out on the road with Jay McShann and eventually made his way to New York City, where he first met many of the most important jazz figures of the late 1940s. Massey would spend the next few years shuttling back and forth between New York and Philadelphia, playing with Jimmy Heath's big band, Philly Joe Jones, Billie Holiday, B.B. King, and George Shearing. He was also composing. Here's one of his earliest compositions, Fiesta, recorded by Charlie Parker in 1951.
Thank you.
trumpeter Freddie Hubbard performing Cal Massey's Assunta with Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums from Hubbard's 1962 Blue Note session Here to Stay. Before that, Charlie Parker performing Massey's Fiesta in 1951 with Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Teddy Kotick on bass, Roy Haynes on drums, Jose Manguel on bongos, and Luis Miranda on congas from the Verve album South of the Border. In the late 1940s, Cal Massey went to Philadelphia in search of his father, who had not seen him since Massey was 18 months old. While there, he met a young tenor saxophonist named John Coltrane, who would become one of his best friends in the jazz world. Massey would write two pieces that invoked Coltrane in their titles, and Coltrane recorded several other Massey compositions in the late 1950s and early 1960s. Massey also introduced Coltrane to fellow Philadelphian McCoy Tyner. The two's musical and personal friendship would continue till Coltrane's death in 1967, and it was Massey who read Coltrane's poem, A Love Supreme, at the tenor giant's funeral. You can hear both Coltrane and McCoy Tyner soloing on this Massey composition, recorded in 1961 during the Africa Brass Sessions. Massey did the arrangement and was supposed to conduct the ensemble, but illness sidelined him. The subsequent recording came out many years later on an expanded edition of Africa Brass. Although the group sounds under-rehearsed, Coltrane scholar David Wild notes that Massey's arrangement differs considerably from the other charts by Eric Dolphy that Coltrane used for the album. Massey's, Wild writes, features intricate accents, an echoic countermelody, and an unusual combination of instruments. It's a remarkable display of how personal is the art of the arranger. John Coltrane performing Cal Massey's The Damn Don't Cry on Nightlights. Thank you. Tenor saxophonist John Coltrane performing Cal Massey's composition The Damned Don't Cry in 1961 from the expanded reissue of the Africa Brass Sessions. Coltrane heard on both tenor and soprano sax, McCoy Tyner soloing on piano, and trumpeter Booker Little playing the theme statement, one of several Cal Massey compositions that John Coltrane recorded. We'll have more of the music of Cal Massey coming up in just a few moments, and if you'd like to hear previous Nightlights programs, you can go to our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Soulful Days, the Cal Massey Songbook on Nightlights. We're playing the music of African-American composer and trumpeter Cal Massey on this edition of Nightlights. Massey's work was recorded by a number of superlative jazz artists, but he gained little recognition during his lifetime, and the one date he recorded under his own name was released only posthumously. Modern-day tenor saxophonist Jim Sangre says that Massey was, in my estimation, a major jazz composer. He didn't write throwaway blowing vehicles. He wrote compositions full of detail and specificity. None of his tunes have really become jazz standards, but that proves nothing other than that they're too involved at some level to lend themselves to casual jamming, which is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. His music is anything but casual. Several of Massey's compositions were recorded by trumpeter Lee Morgan and alto saxophonist Jackie McLean. One such composition, Nakatini Suite, also known as Nakatini Serenade, was written by Massey in 1948 as a response to the positive support he'd received from a woman who wrote for the Pittsburgh Courier. John Coltrane recorded it in 1958 for his album The Believer. Here are Lee Morgan and Jackie McLean in 1960 performing it for Morgan's Blue Note album Leeway. Thank you. Trumpeter Freddie Hubbard performing Cal Massey's Father and Son from his 1962 Blue Note session Here to Stay, along with Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. We also heard Massey's composition Nakatini Suite, performed by trumpeter Lee Morgan, accompanied by alto saxophonist Jackie McLean, pianist Bobby Timmons, bassist Paul Chambers, and drummer Art Blakey from Morgan's 1960 Blue Note album Leeway. Bad luck and illness dogged Cal Massey throughout the 1960s and early 1970s. He remained active in the jazz scene, producing many concerts, continuing to write, and forging a strong musical partnership with tenor saxophonist Archie Shepp, who recorded a number of his works and took him on tour to Europe and North Africa in 1969. Massey also helped to raise money for diverse causes such as Catholic Charities and the Black Panther Defense Fund. Historian Robin D.G. Kelly writes that Massey turned his Brooklyn home into a veritable community center, and that he encouraged youth attendance at his Panther benefit concerts by banning alcohol and providing free child care. In 1970, he formed the Romus Orchestra, which appeared in concert and on educational TV. On October 24, 1972, he attended a preview performance of Lady Day, a musical tragedy, at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Along with Archie Shepp and others, he had been a musical collaborator on the project. The next night, he died at home of a heart attack at the age of 44, leaving behind a wife and five children, one of whom, Zane Massey, has gone on to become a well-respected tenor saxophonist. Although Massey's work is known primarily to aficionados and musicians today, the quality of the music he left behind makes his fans hopeful that it will be recorded with greater frequency in the future, and that Cal Massey will not be forgotten. We'll close with two more Cal Massey compositions, one a ballad recorded by Archie Shepp, and this one recorded by Massey himself in 1961 for an album session not released until years after his death. Cal Massey and These Are Soulful Days on Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you.
We close with tenor saxophonist Archie Shepp performing Cal Massey's What Would It Be Without You from the Impulse LP for Losers, recorded in 1969. Before that, Massey himself performing his composition These Are Soulful Days from the Candid album Blues to Coltrane. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.